Did you know why a vehicle stops or why a ball that you hit or throw being stopped after a distance at immediately or why the mechanical parts wear? In this video we are going to talk about the exactly why does this all phenomena happen. In this video we are going to talk about friction, about its parts, its importance and how it is avoided. Hey Jeeks, welcome to the Science in Channel. In this channel, we fully focus on the students and learners who find it very hard to grasp the basic principles of science. So in this video, we are going to talk about the friction. So friction creates a resistance in the motion. Friction is also a force which acts opposite to the direction of a motion. Friction is mainly occurs with the irregularities of a body. The more irregular the surface, the greatly the friction is occurs. The more smoother, the better. Now we are going to talk about the types of friction. There are three types of friction. First, static friction. Second, kinetic friction. Third is fluid friction. So now we are going to talk about the first types of friction, which is the static friction. Static friction, as the name says, that it would occur between the two bodies which are not moving. So if you put a box on a table, does it feel any static force or static friction? Absolutely not, because static friction only occurs when we are applying a force on a box and it even if not moving. For example, if you put a box on a table and you applied a force, if you want to know more about force, then subscribe the video and click the notification button, because the next video is all about force. So now let's move on to our example. So when you put a box on a table and you applied a force and it doesn't move, then it is experiencing the static force. And when you applied a force and the box will move, now the static force will be converted into the kinetic force. Or kinetic friction. Let's start kinetic friction with an example. Suppose you are riding a bicycle and you stop pedaling. What you will notice? You will notice the bicycle starts slowing down until it comes to a completely stop. So this is the first clue that we understand what is kinetic friction is. So if an object is rolling over or moving over another object, the both object will experience the kinetic friction. In our case, the bicycle and road, the kinetic friction is only occurs between the two bodies which are moving. Normally kinetic friction is less than the static friction due to the movement of the object. Kinetic friction is of two types. First is sliding friction and the second one is rolling friction. Sliding friction, when two objects slides over each other, is known as the sliding friction. Rolling friction, when one object rolls over another object and the both object are rolling over each other, they both experience the rolling friction. So the rolling friction is less than the static friction because it is easier to slide a weight on wheels than slide a weight on a rough surface or a plain surface. The bicycle that you are riding is also an example of the rolling friction. So let's start the third friction, which is called the fluid friction. So the fluid friction, the solid objects provides two kinds of resistance, which is the static friction and the kinetic friction. There is also one type of friction which is provided by the fluids, which is known as the fluid friction. In fluids, we mainly categorize the liquids and gases, because the fluids are those which can flow. So liquids and gases that can flow. So let's understand the fluid friction with an example. Let's see an example to understand the fluid concept of the fluid friction more clearly. What will happen when you drop a coin on an oily liquid? It will slowly sink down to the bottom. Why? Because you guessed it right, it is because of the fluid friction. Fluid friction resisting the direction of the motion of coin. If you want to know more about motion and the laws of motion, check out this video which I posted earlier. Fluid friction increases with the velocity of an object and the viscosity of the fluid in which we are using. So as you see, the honey will more viscous than the water, so that coin take more time in a honey than water. Importance of friction. Frictions help us to do many types of things. Like in winter, we usually rub our hands to generate heat to keep warm our body. It is due to the friction. If there is no friction, we can't rub our hand to generate heat. Friction help us to hold the pencil, have to walk on road, help to swim, helps to do every kind of thing that we are doing in a day-to-day life, because it needs some contact to do object, lift object, move object, and so many types of things that friction can help us. Why is friction avoided? Friction is avoided to reduce the maximum loss of our mechanical parts or our body joints. And we have seen there if we use a lot of amount of a mechanical work, we see there is a mechanical wear and tear of an object, we use the lubrication oils to reduce the friction in which our body at joints, there is a well lubricated system which help us to lubricate the joints. If it is not helping and it is got reduced, then we have seen the lot of problem that occurs in the diseased form and medical. Reduced friction can also increase the mileage of a car. After the speed of the 80 km per hour, we spend majority of the fuel in our flat friction. So guys, if you like this video, hit like, and if you want to know more about this video, comment down below, and if you have any queries, comment down this video. So that's all in today's video. If you like this video, hit like and keep us motivated to produce more science related stuff for you guys and for the name of the science. Bye guys.